107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's time for another United Way Perth Huron update. Joining us on the phone lines is both Martin Ritzma with the United Way Perth Huron campaign, and we also have Joanna Parker, Executive Director with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. Good morning to both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. It's great to be here.
Martin, let's start with you. Of course, we got to get a campaign update. How are we doing?
You know, a huge thank you to so many generous people and places of employment. Our goal, as you know, is $2,061, and we are at $1,484,201. That is 74% of our goal, which is amazing. But we know that there's so much work to be done, you know, to address the unignorable issues in our community. And so very grateful to those individuals that have donated, for sure.
And it is not too late, by all means, to make a donation. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for all of the details. But again, as Martin just mentioned, 74% of the goal, so we're off and running for sure.
Yes, and once again, you know, all those funds stay local, and they address those unignorable issues like hunger, poverty, domestic violence, mental health, and of course, the piece that is kind of in our face, which is a good thing, is the homelessness piece.
All right, let's get Joanna Parker, Executive Director with Stratford Perth ShelterLink, in on the conversation. Now, Joanna, we know that coldest night of the year is coming up Saturday, February 26th, and you can walk either that day or any time that week, and it helps out Connection Stratford and Stratford Perth ShelterLink. And Stratford Perth ShelterLink is such an important part of our community. Joanna, what would you like folks to know about Stratford Perth ShelterLink and about the services that you provide for young people?
Yeah, thank you, Jamie. We are a youth shelter. We serve Perth County youth between the ages of 16 and 24. So we have a shelter space where we can house up to 15 youth. And we also have outreach services. So if a youth needs emergency community placement, we can help offer immediate same-day assistance to youth in that housing crisis. So we would try diversion, as well as what other alternatives we may be able to come up with that youth.
And again, you are helping youth in our community. And some of these numbers, helping approximately 150 young people a year and fielding about 3,000 calls annually, is that right?
That is right, yes.
Anything else about Stratford Perth ShelterLink that folks need to know, or how people can help out with Stratford Perth ShelterLink?
Participating in Coldest Night of the Year is a wonderful way to help out and to support ShelterLink. We hope to begin volunteer recruitment once some of the COVID-related issues cease. So we are always looking for volunteers and assistance. You can also donate, certainly, if you want to. There's a way to donate through our website, which is www.shelterlink.org. And you can also contact us directly. Non-perishable food items, laundry soap is a really urgent need, dish soap. Gift cards for grocery stores are also really helpful. There's lots of different ways that folks can help. Just reach out to us. We'd be happy to answer your questions.
And certainly, Joanna, we've been talking about the issue of homelessness, and particularly with Stratford Perth ShelterLink, the issue of youth homelessness. I can't imagine, if we didn't have something like Stratford Perth ShelterLink in Stratford, in our community, what would it be like without ShelterLink in our community for at-risk youth?
Yeah, I think a lot of folks would be struggling a lot differently. I suppose it is a tricky situation, but you know, we're just so grateful that we have the supporters and the funders that we have. We have a wonderful relationship with United Way Perth Huron, as well as the City of Stratford. They certainly help a lot in so many ways. You know, I think that the work that we do with the youth, we would notice a lack of that in our community. You know, we work on life skills with them, things like cooking and resume writing and job hunting and apartment searches and all these life skills that we're on the daily, really helping to work with them around. You know, mental health and coping is a big one right now. There's so many people, youth, of course, included, that are struggling with their mental health right now.
Again, coldest night of the year is coming up on Saturday, February 26th. And here is the website, cnoy.org, where you can help out and be a part of this event and help out Connection Stratford and Stratford Perth Shelter Link. Joanna, is there anything else about Stratford Perth Shelter Link or anything else that we haven't covered that folks need to know?
So grateful for the opportunity to have this conversation with you, Jamie. Thank you.
Joanna Parker, Executive Director with Stratford Perth Shelter Link. All right, let's get Martin Ritzma back in on the conversation. There you have it, Martin, with Stratford Perth Shelter Link and Connection Stratford. We're getting all set for coldest night of the year coming up in February, late February. Looking forward to that.
Oh, absolutely. Coldest night of the year. You know, we have some great information with regards to just local results. I think we're 26,000 ahead of last year with regards to our overall goal. I think right now we sit around fifth or seventh, I think, in Canada overall. And the Slip Sliders, Graham Bunting holds up a team called the Slip Sliders, and I believe that's sitting fifth with regards to monies raised across Canada. So I'm so very happy with the involvement thus far, but lots more time to come.
Oh, that is great. Martin, any final thoughts today with United Way Perth Huron?
Yeah, I want to bring awareness, and I'm not sure whether this, I don't think it's too early for this for sure. It's just bring awareness. You know, I always think it's important for us to understand, you know, what homeless is to educate and become more aware of what it is. And I want to draw attention to individuals that may want more information. And Stratford has done a great job of understanding or beginning to get an understanding of what homelessness exactly is. And so coming up is the Faces of Homeless workshop that's coming up, a virtual presentation that portrays the documentary by Leah Din Book. And it's about the stories and photographs of people experiencing homelessness. And that's coming up. And I invite people to go to PerthHuron.UnitedWay and get more information and join us on that experience, that documentary of so many people that are suffering. And it's not just in Perth County. It's not just in Ontario or Canada. It's globally. So I invite people to go to our website and perhaps join us for some more awareness around it.
You bet. January 27th from noon until 1:30 p.m. Lots of information there. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca. Martin Ritzma with the United Way Perth Huron Campaign and Joanna Parker, Executive Director with Stratford Perth Shelter Link. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.